This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
El horrible, horrible, El horrible and Vidabla. Give them their props.
Let me add the core dip.
Hello, Mama.
I'm not gonna lie. I could watch Tukey all day long.
Tukey's fantastic.
Tukey's amazing. I'm sorry. Could we talk Tukey a bit?
I'm a Tukey guy.
Do you play with those breasts and, like, have fun with them?
Ray, I haven't stopped playing with these breasts since I put them on. Oh, my God.
He's an idiot.
Haka, haka.
I did text that to Shuley, Vince, and B-Dabbler.
And B-Dabbler, who's that?
That's Elha Replay.
Ah, okay, Cardiff. Now, this is where you're going to lose against this brain.
All right.
Hypocrisy, please. Hex.
All your orders, and then airyjane.com,
automatic payment. Some people just sign up for a month and they sign back up.
Really get the algorithm going.
Wow.
Oh, hello. Yay. I screwed up the beginning, but that's okay.
That was brilliant, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. Yes. I always forget that the show open is actually after we say hello to all the beloved chatters. So thank you, everybody, for joining us for Tukey Soup, Episode 8. Holy crap. Episode 8, OJ. This is insane.
Wow. It is really insane.
Oh, Tukey is so tired. But whatever. We do it. We do it for the people. We do it, and we're having fun. This is a show. We have about 400 times the audience that Chad Zumach had for his football show.
Wow.
But that is not Chad's fault. I mean, football isn't that popular after all, you know.
Stupid. No, not in America, sir.
No, not in America. No, it is, I believe they call it soccer everywhere else. They have a different name for it everywhere. That's fantastic. How was everyone's weekend? OJ, did you have a fantastic weekend? I hope you did.
I did. I had a pretty good weekend. I actually just got done hanging out with Ray DeVito and American Cupcake, watching the Browns get their asses kicked.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, that part, I guess, is not fantastic, but it's fantastic that you got Ray and American Cupcake, Tukey's cameraman.
Yes. American Cupcake, really cool guy. And seeing the Browns get their asses kicked is nothing new for any Cleveland sports fan.
How is Ray? Is Ray okay? How do you got to see the haircut? You got to see Ray's haircut?
I did. I actually took a photo of the haircut. I saw it up close, and it is worse in person than it is on camera.
Holy crap.
Yes.
Well, we will see some footage of that. We are covering a little bit of Ray DeVito and his crappy haircut. But yes, there are so many things to do. There is so much that has happened this past week in the Hackverse. It's so hard to keep up with. Ralph, how are you?
Good, sir. Okay, if I could interrupt, we just got a phone call in the office. It's for you, OJ. It's McMillan's Flight School. They are saying there is not a discount if you only learn taking off.
OJ, why would you only need to take off in an airplane and not learn how to land it?
Yeah. Ralph is full of shit, Tukey.
That's very suspicious.
Yes.
It's almost Saudi Arabian suspicious or something like that. But okay, we'll trust you. I mean, maybe you know how to land and you just don't know how to take off. That could be a possibility.
I think he's a terrorist, sir.
Oh, well, that is possible too. I never thought of that. But yes, Ralph, I guess there is a possibility of OJ being a terrorist. Anyway, what else
happened? Anyway, well, Tukey, you know, before we get to the super chats and all that, but I do want to thank Vaping Dago for the 20 gifted memberships.
Whoa, holy crap, already?
Already.
Thank you, Vaping Dago. You're fantastic. You're
Sir.
Yes.
OJ can't count. It's 40 gifted memberships, sir.
Are you serious? There's 40?
Yes, he did it twice, sir.
This is crazy.
But OJ doesn't know how to count.
OJ, you almost didn't credit Vaping Daigle with another 20 memberships. What is wrong with you?
I don't see that, but I will take Ralph's word for it.
I think OJ is sympathetic to Daigle, sir.
Oh, Tukey doesn't see it either, but I believe Ralph is probably there. Maybe there's a delay or something like that. Possibly. Did we buy views? Did anyone buy views? Did anyone get the email to buy the views? Is this all we get? 255?
That's it for tonight.
How much did you pay for these views?
That was like $50.
$50?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for just 250 views.
I know. I got ripped off. I should have called Chris Abels and gone through the guy he went through, but I tried somebody else.
That's fantastic. Yes, people are saying Ralph is an idiot. It's only 20. So, but either way, thank you, Vaping Dago. Thank you. And thank you.
I have it here twice, Ralph. Sir. If it's wrong, OJ hacked my system, sir.
Oh, that is a possibility. OJ is a master hacker and a master beater.
That is true.
Hacka hacka. The real Stevie Lou, thank you for the $2. Why twaffles? Why twaffles? That's fantastic. I can do that. Jake Huston, thank you for becoming a member. It's about time. The hell were you doing this whole time?
Apparently I was looking in the top chat, sir. Apologies.
Oh, you stink, Ralph. That is okay.
That's what OJ taught me to do.
Eugene, the Bijan Frise. Frise, the Bijan Frise, thank you for the $2 super sticker. Stay tuned for the end of Tukey Soup to see a very special production, a new production slate for the show. It will be tagged at the end of every Tukey Soup and probably be dabbling live. Barrister 1401, thank you for the $2. I want to ookie all over Tukey's face. That is disgusting.
Ooh.
Gross. That's disgusting. Cool, a hipster robot. Thank you for the $5. Tukey, have you heard about the Italian tires? Dago through the mud, Dago through the snow, Dago flat, Dago wop, wop, wop. That's a fantastic joke. I'm going to use that. Thank you, cool, cool a hipster robot. Fantastic. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $1.99. Couldn't find a green room you're not invited to, OJ.
Oh,
I heard you were on at KC just before this show.
I was.
That's fantastic. People said it was very funny. They enjoyed you on there.
I think Jason's talking about Carl's green room.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Yes.
I reached out to Carl and asked him or apologized if he thought that, I shouldn't have been back in the green room in Detroit. And he just said that. Not take it seriously. He was just busting balls.
Of course. You're part of Tukey's entourage. Carl knows that.
Yes. Quit being a pussy, OJ.
Yes. Plus, someone had to eat all that pizza that showed up late.
It wasn't me. God damn it.
Brownstone 60. Thank you for the $2. Will there be a Tukey tune this Sunday? Brownstone. Spoiler alert. Yes. There is a new Tukey song today. Yay. Fantastic. Tukey's dad called him up and said, hey, you need to make a new song. And Tukey said, okay, dad, I'll do it. The real Stevie Lou, 1.99. Same thing. Why? Twaffles. Why? Twaffles. Yes.
White waffles.
No, why?
Being tricked, twaffles. Sir.
No, he's saying why? Twaffles. I don't know why, twaffles. It just do, Stevie Lou. Boo-boo to you. Rochi, thank you for the £2. Hi, OJ. Hi, Ralph. Hello, Tukey. Wait for it. Kef KB.
Bye, Brennan.
Hey, Rochi.
Hello, Rochi. It's fantastic to have you. Oh, there's Eugene Breen. Thank you for the $1.99. Bark, bark. Eugene approved stream. Bark, bark. Thank you, Eugene. Little cutie. Who wants a kitty? Who wants a kitty? Eugene. Hayden Divine, thank you for the $2. Tukey is our Lord and Savior. Tukey is our Lord and Savior. Well, I don't know about that, but yes, you're correct. Yay! That's fantastic, Hayden. Barrister 1401, thank you for the $5. Ralph was counting his gay lovers instead of gifted memberships. Was that true, Ralph? You're a homosexual?
No, you're my only gay lover, sir.
Oh, damn it. We need more gays here. We're getting the quota. Yeah,
I don't think that's true. I saw Ralph talking to a few men last week. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, a few good men. Jason Fusco, thank you for the $4.99. Ralph's going to find himself in a deep fryer if he keeps messing with my grandson.
Godson.
God damn it. Tookie needs to learn how to read. Ralph's going to find himself in a deep fryer if he keeps messing with my godson. Sounds Is that horrible. You, OJ? It does sound horrible.
I do think that's me. I think he considers himself my godfather. So, hey,
ugh.
I'll take it.
You doot-de-doos are always like involved with some godfather and religious crap.
I can always call Joey C. Don't forget that.
You doot-de-doos. Did anyone see Cardiff on with Joey C or something like that? Someone was telling me.
I did see a clip on Twitter.
Yes, it was very funny.
Yes, with Stuttering John too, sir.
Oh, was he there?
Stuttering John was there.
Oh, fantastic. Actually, I think I do have a clip from that show, but it has nothing to do with Joey C. Dustin, thank you for the $2. Ralph touches kids.
Ralph. I heard that.
Wait, are we talking about like spiritually and educationally? Like,
I bring them the power of Tookie, sir. I bring this to schools.
That's fantastic. Keep doing that, Ralph. Keep touching the kids.
No.
It's Eric Nagel, Tookie. Yes. Celebrities get free chats here. It is
always
wonderful to see you, Eric Nagel.
We use the term celebrity loosely, though, sir.
Yes, the sex bagel. Bedazzler. Look at that. $2. This is for Cancer, FKB, and Dr. Steve.
Bye, Brennan.
That's not very nice, but okay. Tookie's obliterated cervix. Thank you for the $2. Tookie Soup is now a paid sponsor of Stormfront. What is Stormfront? I'm sure that's some kind of white supremacy thing or something like that.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
No, I don't know if you should. You might have the FBI.
I think you've already acknowledged what it is, sir.
Please, I think it is, right? Yeah, yes, I think that is what it is. I've heard of that before. No, Tookie has no affiliation with the stormtroopers or whatever the hell he was talking about.
Just say you thought it was a newsletter, sir.
I thought it was a newsletter. That's why I gave them so much money. I didn't know. Tookie doesn't know. Anthony Cumia told me about them. He said they were, you know, it was like Girl Scout cookies. It was a fundraiser thing. They don't come to your door, but, you know, you give them some money and help support. But Tookie did not know. Jeff Closer, thank you for the $1.99. Tookie has mafia ties, allegedly. No, he does not. Again. Tookie is not a do-do-do. Tookie is Lebanese. I think. Yeah, let's just go with that. Tookie is Lebanese. Why would Tookie be Lebanese? Jimmy I, thank you for the $5 Canadian. Be careful, Tookie. Don't be a hack like those other streamers who get demonetized or suspended for not following the vague YouTube rules. Yes, I know, Jimmy. We're trying to follow the rules that don't make any sense to anyone. I don't know. They're just going to come for me. They're going to come for Tookie. First, they came for Cardiff and Fat Vinny, and I did nothing. Then they came for Tookie. And there was no one else. Jeffy George said for the $2, Tookie have ties. Oh, I'm not saying that. What is that word? Bevilacqua?
Bevilacqua family.
The Bevilacqua family.
That's the guy from The Sopranos. He was, he was the guy that tried to whack Christopher. And then they ended up killing him in the ice cream shop or whatever. Tony and Big and Pussy.
I don't remember that.
They gave him a diet soda before they killed him.
Oh, that is horrible. They could have at least given him a regular Coke.
Yeah.
Hey, Coke sucks. Diet anything sucks. Barrister 1401, thank you for the $2. Ralph kicks puppies. Oh, Ralph, please tell me that's not true.
That's true. I've seen him do that.
OJ, why are you making things up about Ralph?
No, I've seen it, and there may be video of it also.
I was saving a kitten's life, sir.
Oh, well, that's a different story. You have to kill 5 puppies to save 1 adorable kitten. Are you really doing something bad?
No, sir.
Dr. Chow, the Mega G. Let me get a freebie. Okay. Here's your freebie. Whoa! Hacka hacka. Yay. What does he want? Pulper 80, thank you for the $2. Tookie and OJ are my real dads.
Oh.
No. Yes, no. You're not financially supporting you.
No.
You know, I feel like you're probably like, 43 years old? possibly. I feel like that 80 is when you were born. You have showed your hand. Franklin Scheckler, thank you for the $2. Wendy did great Tukey impressions last night. Yay! Yes, someone sent me a Tukey song that Wendy did with some guy on guitar. But I didn't have time to add it to the show, but I will add it to the next Tukey Soup. So thank you for that. Thank you, Wendy, for singing about Tukey. And this is all fabulous. Thank you. Nick 2, thank you for the $5. Ralph stomps on homeless people's cakes. Ralph.
That is correct, sir, but only after OJ tries to poison homeless people with cakes.
Oh, well, that is a good thing then.
I run behind him and stomp them out.
You didn't just do it for a viral video effect like the Opster?
No, sir.
Oh, that is good then. OJ, stop trying to put... Well,
OJ, carry on. I don't know why you keep believing this guy.
I'm okay with that one. Carry on. Okay, don't tell Jared, though.
We're caught up.
With the whole poisoning homeless people, Tukey does not see a major problem with that. I guess it's bad, but, you know. It's kind of like thinning out the herd, right? Or else we'll starve. Anyway, welcome to Tukey Soup, Episode 8, baby! Yay!
Perry, join the Tukey World Order.
No, thank you.
Whoa, Perry, it is I, your good pal Tukey, your friend till the end. Perry, have you kissed your favorite person of color today? I hope you have. Perry, I heard you're looking to join the Tukey Taliban and be part of the TWO.
Go away. Go away.
TWO.
Perry,
go
away. Yes, we would love to have you in the almighty Tukey Taliban.
Sorry.
Fantastic. We need more homosexuals in our group. We are
never going to happen. Homosexuals.
And guys who like to do stuff with other guys' penises. And I heard that you like to do stuff with other guys' penises for movie roles or something like that. Or you like to have guys do stuff to your penis. Yes, because you're not gay. I guess you're not gay if the guy does stuff to your penis. But either way, if you were gay, that would be fantastic. Yay!
Don't go there with me. Disgusting, gross fucking punk ass puppet or your Taliban-y boyfriends. Whack pack psychopath scumbag.
Ray DeVito had another stupid week. He revealed that he goes to a Dominican barbershop. Of course he would. Why wouldn't he? They must get a real kick when Ray walks through the door. Hey! I'm the butt chin man. Come again for another stupid haircut. I'm have no idea that we don't know how to cut the white man hair. But we do it anyway and we charge him lots of money. Yeah!
And also, I got the worst haircut ever. This is my haircut. Look at that. I asked the lady to line it up like a Dominican barbershop and she did that to my head.
Well, what did you ask for?
I said, after I got my hair cut, I go, can you line it up like they do at the Dominican barbershops? And she lined it, oh, about an inch higher.
You're not Dominican, though, Ray.
No, either is she. She had no idea what I was talking about. And then she gave me $10 off my haircut, which, well, she should. She goes, okay, I'll put that in the notes. I'm like, don't put that in the notes. Whatever you put in the notes. I'm never going back there again. Yep. That's what she did to me, Andy.
Wow. That's something else.
That isn't that insane?
But you got $10 off.
Yeah. Lucky me. And then I gave her a $10 tip, which I don't know, just because that's what you do. So instead of a $40 haircut, it was a $30 haircut. This
damn.
Is... It looks like I like lost a frat pledge bet or something. Like I'm a
Most people wouldn't pay $40 for that.
No,
or anything.
No, but I did. Yeah, it looks dumb as hell. It looks stupid as hell. My hair bunches up. That's what happens. My hair bunches up in the front, so I have to like essentially do like a receding hairline. So it doesn't bunch up. And then guess what? It still bunches up in the front. She didn't do what she was supposed to do. Make it shorter in the front. She just shaved the front. She's worst haircut I ever got. Worst haircut I ever got. So I'll be wearing a lot of hats the next few weeks and never going back to that lady.
Few weeks.
And you'll have to color it in, right? Because you just got the haircut.
Yeah, I will color my hair tonight because that's what I do. I get a haircut. Then I color it, and then it grows in a nice salt and pepper. But guess what? I think I'll just be wearing hats for the next few weeks. I do not think I'm going to be unhatted, if that makes sense. So I'm going to.
That's a good choice, man.
Yeah.
Gino Bisconte and his fiance Keanu recently got engaged. Yay! And they did an episode of the Gratcast together. The Gratcast? What the hell is that? Why is it called that?
Why isn't he just pleading guilty to lesser charges and walking away and just putting it on his record?
They're like someone else. Trying to figure out how he can do no jail time with paying the least amount of money. This is our legal system, darling.
Yeah. Oh, why does she talk like that? What's she doing? What country is she from? What century is she from? I know it's all cute now, Gino, but give it a few years. We'll be hearing about this in the divorce proceedings. Oh, she makes that stupid voice. I have to hear it all the time. So stupid.
Oh, there it is. Is that my dick? That is my dick. Show him. Thank you, baby.
Pictures of your dick.
I don't
if
say.
If they want a picture of your dick, they'll just look at this screen.
Goo, 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 goo. I guess I do talk like that sometimes.
Oh, these two are destined for failure. Tukey's calling it right now. Tukey gives it about, I'll be conservative and give them 2 years. But I'm taking the under. You hear that, Gino? The under. Lock it in.
I'm good, baby. I love you. My Kiki.
Oh, my God, Gino. You are an H-O-M-O gay. What are you doing? Yes. This is embarrassing. I know you're all in love and everything, but do the rest of us have to be objected to it? It's disgusting.
I'm going to lose this soon.
That's coming off. Chad basically is, Chad has lost his way. Like yesterday he was bragging at the end of his stream. He's like, I got to go, Gene. I'm doing shows this weekend. First of all, thank God I didn't have shows this weekend. Okay. I've been doing shows. I had shows every weekend, like Thursdays and Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the past month. And my body finally gave out and I had no voice.
Can't believe how many people in this universe justify themselves as comics, but don't want to do live shows. Even Chad at least wants to do the live shows, but he sucks at them. But yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I'm a comic, but oh, I'm so glad I don't have to work this weekend. What are you talking about? That's the only time you work. What's wrong with your body? You have to work for what, 3 hours a weekend? Holy shit, 3 hours and 72? That's insane. How do you do it?
Fucking moron.
Perry, so you decided to join the gay vote movement?
No, thank you. Absolutely no.
Whoa, Perry, it is I, your good pal.
No way.
Your friend till the end. I've also heard you're Italian, and I'm sorry.
Turn around, Perry. You're going to watch it.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Perry. This is your job.
No, it's not.
Yes, it actually is.
Not my job.
Yes, it is. This is literally your job. You're going to stop with the water, and you're going to pay attention.
Heard you sweat. Whoa, Perry, it is I, your good pal Tukey, your friend till the end. I've also heard you're Italian, and I'm sorry. I heard you sweat pepperoni grease like that layer on a pizza. It's disgusting, but it's not your fault. Caravello, very guinea, very wappish, gross. Is that a chicken parm in your pants, or do you just have an erection, Perry?
No, it's called a lot of piss.
But I will not be playing with your erection, Perry. Because there's no movie role worth it
from a diaper
where I could see Tukey playing with an erection of yours. No.
No erections.
You don't give me an erection. This is fantastic. I heard you've had a lot of gay bashes and gang bangs and stuff like that. So that's fantastic. I heard you love McDonald's filet of fish and pickles.
I hate McDonald's. I hate McDonald's. I hate anything from McDonald's.
We have so much in common, Perry. It's fantastic.
The Egg McMuffin in the morning is nice. The quarter pounder with cheese was nice. I don't want it ever again. Perry, filet of fish, I don't want it ever again.
Perry, there is a rather large bulge. Is that diaper ready to burst, or is that...
No, it's just a diaper that's got some piss in it.
Okay. So it looks rather full to me.
It's getting there.
Okay. You'll let us know before it completely overflows.
In an hour. If the chain...
What the hell? Why is he pissing in a diaper? What's going on?
I think because Perry would take so many bathroom breaks, his producer would get pissed at him for getting up and going to the bathroom. So I'm not sure how that whole bit started, but yeah, I'm assuming that's one of the main reasons. So Perry doesn't have to get up to use the bathroom anymore during his streams.
Sir, I'm watching OJ right now. He appears to have a very similar bubble in his pants.
Oh, that's disgusting, OJ. You can go use the toilet. You don't have to wear a diaper. Anyway, thank you to our good friend and beloved Chata. Dang Lizard for the Perry Caravello clips. He's the one who keeps fucking with Perry and sending us.
Oh, that's great.
So thank you, Dang Lizard. You are a beloved Chata. And keep the clips coming, because... less work for Toogie. So thank you. Oh, so exhausting. All the stupidity. Ray with his haircut. Is Ray starting to get like 5 o'clock shadow below his hairline?
Yes, he's about at the 5 o'clock shadow point right now with his hairline. That would be a great description.
Did any of the did anyone at the bar or wherever you were, did they notice, or was he wearing a hat the whole time?
Yeah, no, he was wearing a hat the whole time.
Oh, see, I could see Ray going out to be like, "You want to see my haircut? It's the worst haircut ever. You want to see it? Yeah, I'm going to show it to you. I know you don't want to see it, but I'll show it to you anyway. Here, look at that. It was a Dominican barber. What the hell was I doing there?
And there's I don't believe there's any Dominicans in Ohio. So So I don't know how anybody from Ohio would know how to give a Dominican haircut. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what is the Dominican population like?
I don't know Dominican people in Cleveland.
And how does he know it was a Dominican barber? Because he said the woman was not even Dominican. I didn't catch that before I did my Jamaican accent. Of him with the butt chin coming in for the black haircut again, man. He's a stupid. He got the hit in the head the one too many times with the coconut. You know what I mean, man? Well, yeah, I do you up real good, stupid. Get in the chair, honey. Anyway. Exhausting. It's exhausting to do a show, but we do it. This is a show. We're doing it. We're having fun. Flashy Vic, thanks for being a member for 5 months. I love the new eugenics-loving Tukey. Thin the herd. Well, you know. Depends. But yes. Then the herd. Except for Tukey. Wizard Nugs 2, thank you for being a member for 4 months. How big is Tukey's hog? What did I say at the WATP event? I don't remember because someone asked me that too. I don't have an answer for that. I think it's inside Tukey. That's why Tukey's so tall.
It's big enough for me, sir.
Yes, there you go. I don't know how to measure it because it's always inside of Tukey. And it kind of goes up Tukey's neck and into his mouth. So I think it's pretty big. Never measured it. Barrister 1401, thank you for the $5. That tiny diamond on Keanu's wedding ring makes my schlong look huge when she holds it. Whoa. Ooh. Hey, it's not the size of the ring. It is the size of the headband that the man who asked you to marry him has. That is what Tukey's father used to always say. Tukey doesn't know what he's talking about. This is all stupid. Detective Blore, thank you for the $4.99. Tukey, you are a breath of fresh air in the Dabbleverse. Finally, a monster willing to name the Shulies. TWO, Master Race, hail Tukey, hail victory. What?
Two, 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 what are you talking about? World Order. T, W-O.
No, none of that. There's no master race.
You are a breath of fresh air, though, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ralph. It's good to hear. You know, sometimes even Tookie needs some encouragement.
I love you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralph.
And I will always shout down OJ when he protests you.
Oh, that's right. That's the other guy's name, OJ. I was just about to say, isn't there another guy with you who I never hear positive or flattering things from? It's always just, hey, Tookie, we have to read these super chats. Or, hey, Tookie, we're all caught up. Or, hey, Tookie, we have to...
It's just my perspective.
I mean, not the blood in my underwear. Have we ever done that together, OJ?
Many times.
Oh, yes. Okay. Hands Man, thank you for the $5. What would KB say about wearing a diaper? Also, Collective Skull. Casey or KB would probably say that Perry's a fucking idiot. What is he doing wearing a fucking diaper? Why does he just go to the Wawa and get some hoagies and some Cokes? It's so stupid. Why did I say that?
Do you want the other thing, sir?
Oh, yeah. What was the other thing?
Collective Skull.
Oh, yeah. Collective Skull. I got that. All right. Here goes the monetization. Fuck you, Collective Skull or Collective Soul. We hate you here. Whoa! Whoa! Hey, so that clip is 20 seconds. If I make it under 15, will that change anything?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So fuck you, Collective Soul. We hate you. Except for the fact that John interviewing you inspired John. We credit you with that.
Just their business policies we hate, sir.
Yes, we hate your business. And seriously, this stream could be 5 hours long, and because we played that 20 seconds, it can't be monetized. Red all around. So fuck you, Collective Soul. I hate you, but I kind of like that song, Gel. Remember that song, Gel?
How did that go?
Let's Mingle.
It was from...
Make It Well.
Make It Well.
Come Together Now.
And let it chill.
Yeah,
it was from the Jerky Boys movie. Mm-hmm. That song was pretty good. I like that song. But otherwise, fuck you, Collective Soul. Anyway, Tookie's obliterated cervix, $5. Keanu sounds like Ray DeVito doing an impression of a Victorian carnival barker. For that affectation, she deserves to take the Biscante name.
Yeah. Sir.
Yes.
Since we've already ruined our monetization with Collective Skull, why don't we just play Gel?
Well, yeah, we should play Gel.
Might as well now.
Yes, we might as well. Let it gel. Okay, yeah, here I'll give someone a clip. Get that down just for a second, and let me take the banner away. This is for you, Japanese fart enthusiast, if you are so inclined. So there we go. Now we can make a Gel Tookie collaboration. But still, fuck you, Collective Soul. I hate you. Mars, $2. I love you, Tookie. I love you, Mars. Nick, too. Thank you for the $5. I'm sensing some tension from Ralph and OJ. Why don't they say one nice thing about each other? Oh, good idea. OJ, why don't you say something nice about Ralph?
That time he hit the homeless man with his car, the homeless guy lived.
Well, that's fantastic. See, that wasn't so hard. Ralph, now why don't you say something nice about OJ?
I'm glad OJ lived after I hit him with my car.
That's fantastic. Wait, OJ, you're homeless?
Not anymore.
Oh, fantastic.
Because he's stealing money from you, sir.
I sued Ralph's insurance company.
Well, that's fantastic. Then everyone wins. Everyone is good. Brownstone 60, thank you for the $2. Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert. TWO FKB.
Bye, Brennan. Tookie World Order. TWO.
Mighty Dingus, thank you for being a member for 1 month. My favorite time of the week, Tookie time. Yay! Ugh. He sounds like high pitch Eric. Clear your throat, Baba Booey. Dickus, thank you for the $2. F them in their collective hole. Well, that's fantastic. Yes. F collective soul in their collective hole. Yeah. Whoa! Whoa! What's that video about? It's really stupid. Why do you put his hands out like Jesus?
Well, I mean, heaven.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's
what you're saying. Let your light shine down.
Are they a religious band?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Maybe. Was the chick from Hanson? Did she make a cameo in one of the scenes in that video?
I don't know. The chick from
Hanson. He's hot. Yeah. The lead singer chick. Right. Oh, now we're getting to Chad and Ray DeVito territory when we have nothing to talk about, so we just sing songs. Hey, remember that song? It goes like Donna Gleetow, thank you for the $4.99. Love you, Tuki, more than a friend. Hacka, hacka. I love you more than a friend. I love you all more than a friend. What does that make me? Dylan from somewhere? Doesn't he love everyone more than a friend, too?
Polyamory, sir.
Oh, yeah, polyamory. Is Tuki polyamorous?
No. There's only one Tuki.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Shouldn't there be more than one Tuki if he's polyamorous?
I believe there's a lot more. There's a lot of Tuki to go around, sir. So I think you should spread the love.
Yes. And speaking of spreading the love, I think it's time for a song. Don't you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Always.
Oh, it's fantastic. Here we go. Tuki Soup is back on, baby, with a new song. Yay! Oh, hello, boys and girls. It is your good pal, Tuki. Are you ready for a song? Yay! The thighs on Chad go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. The fat thighs on Chad go swish, swish, swish when he live streams through the town. We're pretty sure Chad wears eyeliner. Eyeliner, eyeliner. We're pretty sure Chad wears eyeliner when he live streams through the town. The views on his stream go down, 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 down. The views on his stream go down, down, down when he live streams through the town. The people at his show chant boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo, boo. The people at his show chant boo, boo, boo. Chad's a fat lesbian. Chad has a smaller cock than Ray DeVito. Ray DeVito. Ray DeVito. Chad has a smaller cock than Ray DeVito when he lies you through the town. The tits on Chad bounce up and down, up and down, up and down. The tits on Chad bounce up and down when he lies you through the town. Yay! That was fantastic, boys and girls. You are all such great singers. Such better singers than Chad is a comedian. Fantastic! Yay!
Hey, Tuki, we're doing shots! Hug, hug!
Fuck Chad
Zumach! Fuck Chad Zumach.
Chad Zumach, the Z-Man, the Mud Shark, he proved once again this week that this isn't as easy as it seems. Chad thinks as long as he's on the screen with his big fat face and his big stupid foggy glasses, that is all funny. He just has to make some noise every now and then. Like, Chad laughs like it's Pat from SNL. He thinks he's an impressionist. This is all great. We're doing it. We're going to find a show for you sooner or later, Chad, or a real job. And I think the real job is more realistic. I mean, you could get a job at Supercuts and cut Ray DeVito's hair. That's where Ray DeVito should be getting his hair cut. At Supercuts. You should be like, hello, honey. What are we doing today? You want to do a fade? What number are we doing on the side? That's more of your style, Chad Zumach. You could be the coolest barber ever. You could be like, oh, honey, did I ever tell you the time I was in the green room at the Funny Bone in Iowa? Oh, yes. Yes, you told me the last two times. Just cut my hair, stupid.
So this is the clip that I saw that made me howl because it's so dumb. It is the dumbest thing ever. First of all, he's out of his fucking mind, this guy, Stuttering John. And I'm, again, this is not going to be Uncle Rico. I'm just going to play this clip because I was laughing my ass off because it's insane what we're doing. This is so dumb. Watch how insane he is right now about Shuley. Just watch how I could not stop laughing. And I was crying. I was laying in my bed just crying, going, what are we doing?
There really is something special about watching one idiot watch another idiot and laugh at that idiot and being like, can you believe this? This guy thinks he's funny, but he doesn't even realize we're laughing at him. Yes, Chad, we do realize because we're laughing at you. Wow. Yeah. Oh, look at him. He doesn't even realize how stupid he is. Oh, he's not even funny unless he's trying not to be funny. Wow. What a coincidence, Mudshark. Who knew?
And I mean, to say he's not funny, I mean, he's not funny intentionally. He's unintentionally funny. And this made me laugh so hard. So let's watch it together.
Hey, I weigh people's shit. Yeah, that's what I do. Hey, Deucebay, what are you doing? Oh, you're weighing someone's shit. Great. I'm at over a million views today. Are you?
Is someone sticking their finger in one of his fat rolls or something? Why is he so giggly? John is not, he's not doing anything. There's nothing funny about this. But I guess it's coming up, so let's just wait.
This is the part that gets me right here.
Or would you
look up to me?
Find it disgraceful.
He's such a fucking
idiot.
He's such an idiot. What? Like he chugs this bottle of fucking whatever and he just throws it wherever. Like he had to chug it right then and there while he's talking about Shuley weighing shit. Oh, God, it's too funny.
What? Huh. He threw a can? Why is this so funny, Zumok? Oh, Tukey gets it. You're laughing at us. Just like when you told us the story about the man who threw the can at you, right? So you're laughing because you saw John throw a can and you're like, that's like when I said that made up story about the guy who threw the can at me. When in reality, I was either stealing a catalytic converter and got oil in my eye or a piece of metal, or I totally wiped out on my bike because I was drunk. Those are the two stories we believe, Chad. We don't believe your other two.
Thanks to everyone that went ahead and picked up my brand new hot sauce with Silk City Hot Sauce. The reviews are in. Best one yet. Best one. There it is. Boom. Mud Shark Mania, baby.
Ugh.
Cool bottle, cool design. Not too hot. Got that touch
That's
of
what like I said, hot sauce. Not too
it's
hot.
It's all fresh. In fact, I will quote Jeff Levine. He says, it's the farmest, freshest homegrown shit I've ever made. No fillers, no chemicals, all natural shit. Do you like hot sauce like I do? Not pretending hot? To like hot sauce like Ray. Like, I love hot sauce. In fact, if I didn't do any of this, I'd be a hot sauce connoisseur. I would go to hot sauce. I'd open up a hot sauce shop. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. Use promo code Zumok or Shark. If you don't know how to spell Zumok or don't want to learn how to spell it, use Shark. You know how to spell Shark for 15% off your order. And thank me later.
Did Chad just say he was a hot sauce condor-saur? Like a flying dinosaur or something? Mm-hmm. And if he wasn't doing all this, what is all this? He would open a hot sauce store? Jesus, Chad, even in your fantasies, you don't have good ideas for your future. It's insane. It's so stupid.
You need a Carl puppet to go with that impression. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Whoa!
If I can commission somebody to make me a Carl puppet, I will pay you.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Just what we need.
Is there any puppeteers in here?
Another puppet.
Is there any puppet designers?
Yeah.
I would like a Carl puppet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'll go hang out with I'll hang out with the potatoes and the corn diffs and the orange guy. I'll make my Carl puppet. That'll be my show now, the Carl puppet.
No one's
I also want a
you.
Ray puppet.
Oh, how
I'll do
original.
A Ray and Carl show. Full time. I just need a puppeteer. I need a guy.
Oh, what a fantastic do two puppets? Idea, Chad. Yes, a Ray puppet. How original. No one ever thought of that. You must be workshopping with Casey Armstrong. Anthony Cumia recently tweeted that he was in the hospital because he had a blockage in his black heart. And people like Chad started, you know, tweeting things like RIP Cumia. Very funny. That was a joke. I guess that's a joke. That's fantastic. What a great joke, Chad. Not everyone found it funny, but whatever. That is, I guess that's some kind of joke. It's a very lazy joke and hacka hacka. But whatever. You tried. That's the most important part, Chad. You tried.
Okay. Guess you guys don't like jokes. Guess you guys don't like jokes when it comes to Cumia. I apologize. How come you're not at Skankfest? I was not invited. And I refuse to audition. They all know me. Christine, Rebecca Trent, Jay, Louis Gomez, they all know me. They know what they know that the Mud Shark's all about. They're well aware. They pay attention to the podcast wars of 2023. I've been on the bonfire. They know who I am. I'm right here. You want me at your festival? You ask me. I'm not auditioning. I'm not sending in a tape. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Hey, Tuki. Fuck Ray DeVito. Fuck Chad Zumak.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't think I was too drunk to finish what he said. Thank you to I'm sorry I didn't get your names. Ah, crap. I should have got that while I was watching that. Anyway, thank you. Please keep sending in your videos. We have a great video at the end of Tuki Soup today. Someone actually got a Tuki tattoo. He did it.
Wow.
It's done. Tuki is now tattooed on the ankle.
Oh, yeah. The ankle.
Guy. Yes.
I'm very jealous, sir.
Oh, Ralph, you can get a tattoo of Tuki.
Thank you, sir. On my face?
Yes, on your face. That'd be fantastic. Tuki mask tattoo. That'd be fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
But yes, if you want to send anything in to Tuki, just send it to TukiSoup@gmail.com. Yes, and Tuki will talk to you. It's fantastic. But yes, I love getting videos and, you know, shout outs to Tuki, people at bars. That seems to be a big thing. People like to shout out Tuki at the bar. So do that for Tuki and you will be on Tuki Soup as well. But yes, someone actually got a tattoo, a beloved chatter named Brent. We're going to watch the video in a little bit. And then on Saturday, he will be on Bedabbling Live to talk about how he regrets it. I figured I'd give him a week. I guess I could have had him on Tuki Soup call in, but I figured I'd give him a week to kind of dwell and sit and look at the tattoo and go, holy shit, what did I do to myself? And then talk to him. But it's fantastic. Thank you, Brent. You are a retard, but you are Tuki's favorite retard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fantastic. Electra, thank you for the $2. My radio show is on now and needs Tuki. Thank you for the $2 plug for your show. Everyone go watch Electra's radio show.
I feel like I've seen Electra in Wendy's chat.
Well, fantastic. Yes. I think she's the one who sent me to Wendy's song. We'll play Wendy's song next week on Tuki Soup or whenever Tuki Soup is on again. I don't know if we'll be on next week. I don't know what my schedule is like yet. But I'm glad we got 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
James, Jimmy Conway, thank you for the $2. Tuki, you greasy Italian homunculus. You're all right. Homunculus.
Homunculus.
Homunculus? What's a homunculus?
Go to the next chat, sir.
Okay. Moz Wildful, thank you for the $2. We'll be humming that song all week. Yay! Yes! The tits on Chad go up and down, up and down, up and down. The chit. Fuck. Fucked it up. That's why we record things here at Tuki Soup. But yes, the tits on Chad do bounce up and down. Fabulous. I'm glad you love the song. I hope you all love the song. Everything is wonderful. Now I have to go look up what that, what was it? Homonucleus?
Homunculus.
Okay. Is homonucleus a thing? I'm going to look that up too. Dustin, thank you for being a member. A member? Oh, we should call them members. A member for 4 months. A 1,000-year Reich. TWO. No! No, stop it.
World order.
Stop hitting the thing.
TWO.
There's no Reich here. This is a comedy show about stupid shows. And stupid people. Like Tuki, who keeps reading these things. Handsman, thank you for the $1.99. Chad is going to have a puppet next. CWO. Yes, the Chad World Order. How original, Chad. And I guess Chad's going to work two puppets at the same time?
I don't think he can do it, sir.
I don't think so either, but I am willing to watch. Chad, I'm willing to watch anything you actually try because it's got to be way funnier than when you don't try. Which is
But, sir, on, going back to the hot sauce topic. I heard Cardiff is coming out with a ketchup.
Are you really? I mean, is Cardiff really coming out with a ketchup?
It's the rumor I heard, sir.
That's disgusting. What does Cardiff know about ketchup? What do any of these comedians know about hot sauce? Like, why would a comedian be selling hot sauce? So stupid. What is this? Where are we? We have 436 people, and this is one of the more popular shows. Why would anyone in this community be hawking a product like hot sauce? So stupid. And Cholula's the best hot sauce anyway. Come on. Let's get real here.
Real wood cap, sir.
Real wood cap, yes. And you can get two giant bottles of it at Costco. Probably for the same price as the Mud Shark stupid bottle. Oh, wait. I had a way better clip. What the hell happened to my other clip about... Oh, I had this whole spiel about selling Tukey tampons.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes, and I forgot what it was. It was like, if you want to stop the stream in your vagine, use Tukey tampons. Yay! That's fantastic.
I would use those, sir.
Thank you. Yes, so Tukey will start hawking his own brand of tampons. They'll be green, too. They'll be like these green... It'll look like a radioactive tampon that you put in your schniz. To stop the bleeding. It's fantastic. If you want to stop the stream inside your vagine, use Tukey tampons. That's our motto. Right there. I didn't even have to put in the bit. I had it there. Wonderful. But I just realized I forgot that whole bit. Beloved Chatter, thank you for the $2. Chad's hot sauce is selling like hot sauce. Yes, I would imagine so. I'm sure Chad's aunt and uncle are probably the two people who bought it. And they said, oh, Chadley, this is delicious. Did you make this? And then he had to go, no, some other guy makes it. But he thought I was cool. So, you know, he thought, hey, let's make Mud Shark hot sauce. And then his aunt was like, oh, Mud Shark. Isn't that when a white woman bangs a bunch of black guys discreetly? And then Chad had to be like, yeah. Oh, Dr. Steve, thank you for the $2. Hi, Tuki. Sorry I missed everything. TWO.
Tuki World Order. TWO.
TWO to you too, Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve was on Bedabbling Live yesterday. You can go check that out on YouTube. Having issues with loading it onto iTunes, but it will be on iTunes and Spotify soon. By tonight, hopefully.
And also, I want to thank Tiff for gifting 10 memberships.
Oh, Tiff, you are fantastic. Thank you for gifting 10 memberships. I love you more than a friend.
Actually, sir, OJ is incorrect. Oh. Tiff gifted 10 memberships, sir.
Oh, OJ, you have to just check your work before. Yeah, wait a minute. That is what he just said.
He said 20, sir.
I don't think so. I think he said 10. But, Ralph, you've never steered me wrong before, so OJ, just be careful. Just check your work, okay? Come on. We're trying to do a show here. Who do you think we are, Chad Zumach? We just go on in our underwear while we're walking around the town like a crazy person? Mommy, mommy, there's that fat lesbian with the ring camera and the selfie stick. What's going on? All the mothers are running to get their kids inside the house. That's the Mud Shark. Get out of here. Get inside. I have to clear my throat. Ah, Illegal Deagle, thank you for the $5. G'day. This is your daily reminder that eating at Outback Steakhouse or drinking Foster's is akin to a hate crime. Cease and desist immediately. That's fantastic. That's Tukey's Outback impression. I enjoy Outback very much. Illegal Deagle, I enjoy your fine Australian dining. Mm-mm. Especially that Alice Springs chicken. I don't know who Alice is, but she makes a good chicken. And also someone told me kookaburras are endangered. Then why are we eating them at Outback? It makes Tukey sad. But anyway, Pete D, thank you for the $5. Tukey, when are you starting an OnlyFans? Power to the master race. Oh, stop it. Tukey will not have an OnlyFans. I mean, unless, I guess if our YouTube gets shut down and Tukey's really desperate, you might start seeing a Tukey OnlyFans. Tukey, nerd. Shoving with, stuff in Tukey.
With assholes, sir?
Yes. Of course there will be assholes.
Yay!
I guess I have to draw an asshole on my elbow. Yes, but yes, there will be assholes and stuffing things in Tukey. And Tukey with stuff on his face. We'll do it all. I mean, if we're going to do it, if we're going to do it, we got to do it hardcore, you know?
That might actually make money, sir.
I know. I'm just thinking about that. Like, what if we actually got people to fuck the puppet and put it online? I bet we can find people who do it for free. It's got to be a puppet fetish. I want to fuck your puppet so bad. Please, let me do it. I'm not sure. But I'm keeping all the money. Yes, I think we found something. We have to look into this. Flashy Vic.
I think so too,
Ralph. Flashy Vic, thank you for the £2. Tukey tampons have bells for the Xmas period only. Yes, we could put bells, some jingle bells on them. And then people will know when it's your time of the month. Don't women want that? Don't they want people to know when it's their time of the month so people leave them alone? Right? I don't know.
Nimrod, great idea, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. Thank you. Looking for a little feedback here. Just spitballing, throwing things, seeing what sticks. Thank you. Tukey tampons. Packa, packa. Ugh. Yes, that'll be our... That'll be on the box. Packa, packa into your vagina, vagina. Flex316, thank you for the $2. We don't drink Foster's here, mate. No, you don't? Yeah, I would imagine. Is Foster's ain't good?
No, that's actually not completely true. I do have a friend that is from and lives in Australia, and drinks Foster's.
Yeah, take that, Flex.
OJ lying, sir. He doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, I kind of was a suspect of that, too. So you're going to tell me the guy who's paying with Australian currency doesn't know as much as you, who has a friend who lives in Australia, OJ?
I'm saying my friend in Australia does drink Foster's. We've had talks about it.
Australian for queer.
Yes.
Handsman, thank you for the $4.99. For Dr. Steve, Collective Skull. Also, his tags go on the toes, on the toes, on the toes. Also, his tags go on the toes, on the toes, on the toes. What is he saying?
I don't know.
But I hate Collective Soul. Yeah. Whoa! Heaven let your light shine down. Whoa! Who's that weird Mexican guy in Collective Skull?
I don't know.
Getting hair. Who's that guy?
No idea.
I have no idea what Collective Soul looks like. Dr. Steve, thank you for the $5. Haha, it's fitting that the episode of Bedabbling Live that I was on has the lowest number of views ever. It's fantastic. Whoa! That is not true, Dr. Steve.
That is not true.
It's one of the most viewed, actually. I mean, in terms of like where it's at, like in only 2 days. I just have to get the audio one up. I'm having issues. I don't know why. But thank you, Dr. Steve. You're fantastic. I love you more than a friend. And Franklin Scheckler, thank you for the $2. Make Dr. Steve senior Tukey Soup intern. Of course. Yes. He's one of those. He does his residency, I believe they call it, here at Tukey Soup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anytime, Dr. Steve. You know we have your back. Oh, fantastic. Are we all caught up?
We are.
Oh, wonderful. Let's continue with the show. I don't remember how this clip starts.
Tukey still loves you more than a friend. If you join the Tuki Taliban or the Gavon
Go movement, away!
At least we both believe in one true savior.
Go away!
Whoa, what? Perry! It is I, your good pal Tuki! Your friend till the end! I heard you're also someone who loves to...
Hail Satan! Hail Satan, Perry Caravello!
Yes. Shut the fuck up!
Anyway...
Shut the fuck up!
This has been your good pal Tuki, Perry Caravello. It's very nice to meet you. I hope to meet you again. Tuki, we're on water! I love you more than a friend! Yeah!
Tuki World Order. T-W-O.
Bye, fatso!
I can't even remember the name of the church I go to in Porto Ranch.
Tuki has been hearing from a lot of you lately. You've emailed him at TukiSoup@gmail.com, and it's fabulous. Tuki has decided he will start answering some of his emails on the show. So here's a message from Dennis Michaels. It says, Tuki, I love your show, and I love you more than a friend. Oh, Dennis Michaels, I love you more than a friend. Anyway, I heard you saying on a recent Tuki Soup that you compared Elise Edwards to a human Tuki. So I made up this rendering for you. Oh, Dennis Michaels, that's fantastic. Look how beautiful she is. She's like a human Tuki. Let's see if we can make the same face. Yep, there it is. That's fabulous. Thank you for your email, Dennis Michaels, and your wonderful render of a human Tuki, Elise Edwards. Greg Opie Hughes is better known in the podcasting world as the Black Widow, because all of his co-hosts seem to die. Wow! But one co-host Opie can't get rid of is Anthony Cumia. And once he heard that Anthony was in the hospital and it was a hot topic, Opie did something he doesn't normally do. He made a video about that trending topic to try and get numbers. I mean, he always does that. Come on.
The other thing, a lot of people are asking me, so I just will say this. I have no idea what's going on with Anthony, okay? People are telling me he's in the hospital. I don't know for what. I don't know for why. And everybody wants me to comment on it. Look, you know, I don't like the guy. But I truly wish whatever's going on with him, you know, I truly wish for him to have a speedy recovery. That, you know, that's the best I could tell you on that whole thing. But I literally don't know what's going on. I've been out of that world for a very, very long time. A very long time. Haven't seen the guy in almost 10 years. Haven't talked to him. And he started doing my new radio show. So even that at this point is like, I don't know, 6-7 years. So that's all I got on that. Because people, like, my phone was blown up this morning. I don't have a connection to the guy. But I certainly wish whatever's going on with the guy that, you know, he has a speedy recovery. Heart blockage, Cliff says. I honestly don't know. I literally don't know. All I know is that people are saying that Anthony's in the hospital. What's your thoughts? What do you have to say about it? And like I said, you know, like I always say, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's why I picked that song all those years ago. And yes, I got it from Metallica. I went to a Metallica show and I saw them open up with the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm like, oh my God. At the time, I honestly thought that it was kind of a one and done for that tour with Metallica. I had no idea that they were using that for every tour. But I thought to myself, oh my God, the type of radio show we do, the good, the bad, and the ugly will be perfect. So with that said, I don't like Anthony at all. But I don't wish anything bad to happen to the guy. And I hope he has a speedy recovery. And that's all. But I don't know if it's blocked. I have no idea why he's in the hospital. Literally none. Has he said anything? Because if he did, I did not, you know, I have him blocked on everything. Like, I have no connection to the guy. So I literally, all I know is everybody was hammering me with, you know, Anthony's in the hospital. So, look, man, I'm not one of those people. I wish him the best. I know that's confusing to some people, but I wish him the best. I hope he makes a full recovery. What am I going to do? In the end, it was just a stupid-ass radio show. Just a stupid-ass radio show. I wish he would have left me alone all those years after it all ended. And I wish he would have left me alone while we were actually doing the show. That would have been nice. But even with all that said, I wish him nothing but the best and a full recovery. Okay?
Not to be outdone by Chad Zumach and Opie, Stuttering John also gave his two cents about Anthony being in the hospital.
Don, that's for Bucks. Are you happy Anthony's in the hospital? Look, I don't wish any person, like, seriously, death on anybody. But if anybody's more deserving of it, it's Anthony Cumia.
That's fantastic. What a beautiful eulogy. That was
an pre-eulogy, sir.
Pre-eulogy, yes. And then Opie, as Arcona said, it would have taken far less time to just say, I wish Anthony well, but he kind of went a roundabout way to say he doesn't like Anthony. I don't like Anthony. He sucks. He's garbage, but I wish him well. At least Stuttering John kind of took the approach, hey, I don't like him now, and I'm not going to pretend to like him just because he's sick. Yes. So I kind of respect John for that. Very well done, Drunko. Fantastic. Handsman, thank you for the $1.99. It's a song about toe tags. The tags go on the toes. I remember that was from...
Referring to an earlier Super Chat, sir.
Yes. Was that supposed to be like the Wheels on the Bus song?
Very likely, sir.
Toes on the toes, on the toes, on the toes. Maybe that's what it was. All right. Sorry, Hands Man. We are stupid.
I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. What?
That might be an actual song.
Oh. Ace, $5. I'm a Tukey fan. That Chad song. Yes. It's a fantastic song. We'll play it again at the end of the show. But yes, thank you, Ace, for the $5. And yes, it is a fantastic song. It's beautiful. Illegal Deagle, thank you for the $10 Australian. G'day. Will you ever be covering that coward, Cardiff, not taking John to task when he said that he had never been behind on his child support? Or is he treating John with kid gloves? Confront him, coward! Well, Cardiff is not here to answer, but yes, I do find that Cardiff is tiptoeing the line a little bit. He does not want to piss off John. So I guess he's not going to be that combative with John right now.
Right. They're doing a show together in March. Yes. So
yes, they're doing that show.
But I agree, he's a coward, sir.
Oh, there you go. Ralph agreed. So there you go. Ralph agrees. But Cardiff, we have not heard from. And again, I don't blame Cardiff because he has a professional relationship with John now. And even when we do, that's why Cardiff is not here. This is a Cardiff-free zone. We like to keep it that way. We always said from the very beginning, Tukey Soup will always be the Cardiff-free zone. You don't have to worry about that stupid potato popping up here and ruining the good time for everybody.
Thank goodness, sir.
Yes, thank goodness, Ralph. God, the voice like an angel. It's like when it comes, I'm like, oh my God, I'm seeing Jesus for the first time again.
You should see what I see when I come, sir.
Oh, fantastic. I would love to see it.
Oh my God.
Disgusting. Oh, you're so gay. Anyway, here's a few. What is John? John went on the other day, and John, I guess, is stealing Howard Stern's bit where people knock on the door, and John says, come in. Why is John inviting DoorDash people into his house? Why not just ignore them?
He's lazy. He doesn't want to get up to answer the door.
He eventually did in one clip, but I didn't pull that clip. I just pulled this one.
Pal, sober up. I've had fucking two Michelob Ultras. Yes. Come in. Hello. Hello. Come in. Open the door. Open the door. No, I didn't. No, that's just a troll. Find out that phone number and Call the authorities on them. I didn't order anything. Yeah, it's okay. This is the way. So, you know, the sad part is they're going to waste that guy's time. He's not going to get paid. They just wasted that food to get me. How is that getting me? They're not getting me. I'm getting them. They're giving me content, but they just wasted that poor man's time. They just wasted that food, and they wasted that business. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Did I get up? No. Did it cost me a dime? No.
That's fantastic. Because why would you invite the person into your house? I guess you're right. He did not want to get up. That was the whole goal of that clip, was to not get up. It's fantastic.
He John, gets up, the trolls win, sir.
That is true, yes. If he gets up, the trolls win. We kind of, well, kind of would like for him to sit in a chair long enough for his butt to bond to it. Like one of those really huge fat people who never get up, and they literally get fused into the couch. I can see John going that way. But until then, John has some new merch. Have you seen his new merch?
I have.
It's fantastic.
It is. I'm a fan.
That's very stupid. It's horrible.
Okay. My new merch. Hey, shit way up. Hey, shit way up. Hey. Shit way up.
He's still proud of that. Later on in the clip, he was explaining. So for those of you listening, he has taken the Shuli S, the coveted Shuli S. One day could be a religious symbol. He took that symbol and then put stink lines above it and then took a W from somewhere. So it's a shirt. It's a hat that has the Shuli S and some kind of W.
Right.
And the W.
You're right. The W, I was just going to say that. The W is in a different font and looks nothing like the S.
Yes. And then the S has stink lines. And then people are just supposed to look at your hat and go, oh, that is a shit wear hat. Where did you get that? Look, who would wear that? I don't know who would wear Tukey shirts.
But I do feel shit wear as a hat is a little beyond any explanation.
It's so ridiculous. Anyway, okay. Speaking of John's live event in March, here is John telling the shit wear not to come to the actual, not to come inside the venue, but if he wants to wait outside the parking lot, he's welcome.
Oh, Ace, thanks to the TSN crew, said they're all going to your show. Good, good. Deuce Payer, or shit way, shall I say. Please, you're not allowed in, because I don't want to do anything that I would not be very happy about after. But you're welcome to come into the parking lot. I can't tell you if I'm going to come out and say hello.
He winked.
Let's just say you're not going to come. You're too afraid. You'll never come.
That's fantastic. No, quite honestly, Rochester in March is kind of questioning whether Tukey wants to come. But yes, Tukey will be there.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Come on.
I wasn't sure. I was not sure if you were committed yet. So that's good to hear.
Well, I'm not committed. But I mean, I guess I am now because I said it on the show.
Right.
I haven't done anything. But yes, Tukey's not looking forward to going back to Rochester in winter, but it was a fun time. So if you want to have a fun time with everyone, including OJ and Cardiff and John and Tuke, go to Stuttering John Live, right? Is that what it is?
.com. Can I come, sir?
Oh, of course you could, Ralph.
Yay. StutteringJohnLive.com, sir.
I'll make sure I get your ticket, Ralph, so Ralph will definitely make it there.
I paused because I wasn't sure if it was Stuttering John Live or StutteringJohnOnline.com. Which
stutteringjohnlive.com, sir.
Yes. Stuttering John Online would be the total opposite of what. So that's very stupid.
At AOL, sir.
Yes. Stuttering John Live at AOL.com. Fantastic. Get your tickets now. And then, oh, is there still a subreddit surfing the night before? Or was that canceled because of, did anyone hear? I know no one here is actually on that show, so we can't get any inside information, but has anyone heard rumors?
I've heard rumors, sir, that there will be a subreddit surfing live the Saturday before.
Oh, yes, fantastic.
Sir. Tickets going on sale soon, I believe, sir.
Oh, fantastic. That is wonderful. No one can hear it because they don't have a show anymore. They're dead. The show is over. No, that is not true. You can actually go to subredditsurfing.com, I believe. Sign up for their Patreon.
There also is a rumor there may be another surprise show. It's just a rumor, so I don't want to announce anything yet.
What?
Yes.
You cannot do that to us.
I just did.
He's pre-promoting, sir.
Pre-promoting.
Tukey soup?
I am not at liberty to say Tukey. I apologize.
Well, literally less than 5 minutes ago, I wasn't even sure if I was going. So now to announce that there will be a soup show might be a little premature. So no, that is not the announcement. But if it helps buy or sell tickets, then yes. But no, it is not happening. As far as I know.
Well, Tukey will be in Rochester, right?
Yes, you just said that like 2 minutes
yes. ago. Well, okay, well, okay, yeah, you're right.
Made that, well, gosh. Maybe. We still don't even know. We're kind of committing here. This show kind of fucked me now because now I'm kind of committed. People say, well, you said it on the show. Where's Tukey? So now I feel like I have to go. Oh. Hands Man, thank you for the $4.99. It was for Dr. Steve, based on your Chad song. Oh, okay. Dr. Steve puts the tags on the toes, Tukey rules. Skull! I get it now.
Totally makes sense.
Oh, why are you paying so much money to explain yourself? But thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry we're such idiots.
Yeah, we're stupid.
We should have got it.
Oh, that is actually our trick. We pretend that we don't understand what the Super Chats mean, and then we make them pay to explain again.
Your mic's on, sir.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
OJ, you were supposed to mute me.
Next Super Chat.
Nimrob71, $1.99. Cardiff does a great Italian impression. Cardiff does a great Italian impression. Are you trying to throw Tukey off? Does Cardiff really do a good Italian impression?
I saw him eating a pizza. That's about as good as an Italian impression I saw him do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I believe he was yelling at Joey C in Italian, sir.
Oh, were you?
Yes, he was.
Was it Ralph?
Yes, Cardiff, oh, sir.
Shit! I didn't see it at all.
Yeah, I missed that.
Damn it, I missed it too. I have to go back and see it. Was this on Joey C's show or Stuttering John's?
On Stuttering John's, sir.
Oh, God damn it. Did he make it private or something yet?
I believe.
Yeah, but there's a way around that, Tukey.
Yes. Tweet, tweet. Daniel Poon or Poonie, thank you for the $5. John wants to dump Ant out of a wheelchair like Hollywood Hogan did to Buff Bagwell.
You make me sick, brother. T-T-T-T-W-O.
Tukey World Order. T-W-O.
Listen up, Kumia dude. Your reign of racism ends here, brother. I'm the stuttering one. The stuttering one.
That's fantastic. Dr. Steve, thank you for the $5. That's just a troll is heard by DoorDash drivers every day. Yes.
That's just a troll. Make sure you call the authorities.
What are they going to call?
Check that number.
Hello. This is Domino. Someone called and they gave us the wrong address. What are the cops going to do? Why does John just think you can call the cops for anything?
That actually happened to Melton the other day. Domino's or some one of those places kept calling him trying to find his house, but I think they just had the wrong number.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. They kept calling him. People were doing. I don't understand. Domino's is still offering cash on delivery, apparently. And I don't know if you have to put a credit card on your account in order to do that. Because I don't have a credit card on my account, and it allowed me to check that. So I'm thinking that you can just do it. I didn't order the pizza, but I just wanted to see if cash on delivery was an option. And Domino's still has that as an option. That's crazy to Tukey.
Wow. It's crazy to me.
The great Antonio John has a reverse peephole. Yes. Dr. Steve, thank you for another $2. The grease in that hat band. Oh, yes. Disgusting. That wonderful hat. The shitwear. I do give him credit. The shitwear is a great name. It's fantastic.
I don't, Tukey, and I don't know. I don't want to take credit for the shitwear, but I may have been the one to come up with shitwear. And again, I could be wrong, but they were calling him the poo-wear or duty, whatever it was. And then John came on to Jake Hudson's stream, and I called Chuli the shitwear because I couldn't think of what the actual name was.
So. Oh, look at that.
Yes.
I do believe there's another beloved chatter that is claiming that the origin story, sir.
Oh, okay.
Who's claiming?
Beloved chatter, sir.
Oh, the beloved chatter?
Okay, well, I give it up to him. I don't know. I didn't hear him say that. If he did, then that's all his.
That is okay. That is okay.
OJ's trying to steal some more ideas.
No,
sir.
I never
OJ.
Typical OJ fashion, sir.
Oh, you stop that.
Oh, it makes me sick. It makes me sick. You would steal ideas from the beloved chatter. No, but listen, who knows who made up all this shit?
Great minds think alike.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we are all here for, one purpose, to goof on all the other ones. So it's exactly right. Doc Lowe, thank you for the 30, or Doc Lowe 30, thank you for the $5. Stuttering John looks like Dustin Henderson the later years. Who's Dustin Henderson?
I have no idea.
Red 473, thank you for the $5. Were Perry C's hands covered in shit in that previous clip? I don't know what he was covered in.
I was gonna ask you what the hell that was. It didn't look like he had shit like all over him and his body. It was, I would imagine it was some kind of oil or something.
Yeah, no, Dang Lizard just sends me the Tukey clips. He's fantastic. Tukey doesn't have to do any work, so I do not know, but yes, I was curious as well why he was shirtless and covered in Hershey syrup or motor oil or something.
But Dustin Henderson is the kid from Stranger Things, sir.
Oh, Tukey has not seen Stranger Things.
It's a great show, sir.
Does John look like an older version of him or something?
Apparently, that shit all over Perry was sausage grease, according to John's ear mites.
What? Ugh. Sausage grease? I've never seen sausage grease be like brown like that. Like, what? That's disgusting. Chef Jeff, $2. TWO for life.
Tukey World Order.
Thank you, Chef Jeff.
TWO.
All right. So sometime in the John stream yesterday, someone popped up backstage, but John did not send a link. So John is befuddled. How did this happen?
Someone pops in. So somehow a link was shared, but I don't know how, actually. I don't know how they got the link. This is an enigma, since I didn't invite anyone on except for Felix, and Felix would never do that.
Of course Felix would never do that. Who's Felix?
No idea.
Well, John, I think we have an answer. Literally 5 minutes before that, here's a clip of John sharing his entire screen, including his StreamYard thing.
There we go. There we go. There we go. We are in. We are post.
Yep, there we go. That's how they did it, John. Because all you need is that little address right there in the address bar. And you too could be on Tukey's show if you had Tukey's address, just like that. So you did it to yourself, John.
Oh, man.
So I was talking earlier that the potato was on with John, and I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but there was a clip I saw on, I think, Dabblers Anonymous. Not sure who clipped this, but thank you for clipping it. It makes Tukey's life easier. But this is John explaining that he needs more super chats so he could buy a boat. Whoa!
Okay, back to the super chat. People,
yes,
give John some money now. He's got bets to make. He's got beers to buy. He's got,
I got a boat to buy. I got a boat to buy. Please finance Stuttering John's Bubba Bubba boat.
Are you really want to buy a boat?
Yes, because I'm the captain now.
But that's a terrible financial decision.
Not if you like to go boating, and I love it. And I took Howard on my boat, took Jackie on my boat, took Howard's daughter on my boat. It's a lot of fun. We used to take my boat from Babel, Long Island, all the way to Connecticut to have lunch with Bubba Booey.
I'm sorry. I can't support you buying a boat, John. I can't allow
what about
it.
Dinghy?
No. I think the boat might be the end of you, John. No, we can't allow this. We need to keep you on land.
Well, I got a Harley, and then I'll get a boat, and you know, and then a mansion and a yacht.
Why does he want a boat? He doesn't even live on the water.
Yeah, he lives next to a shit river.
Right? He lives in, but is he even, like, Carl has some of that shit water, like, literally behind his house. Does John?
I think he lives only a couple blocks away, and if you have a boat, that you know, they have the ramps you could put your boat into.
Yeah, that's another cost. Now he's got to house his boat somewhere?
I think he should get a boat, sir. I think it's a great idea.
You do? Why?
Yes, sir. Because it's so much fun having a boat.
Yeah, I guess so, but aren't they always breaking down and, like, you're constantly just fixing a boat? I've heard boats are, like, one thing that, like, never-ending money. It's just like, oh, I got to put money into this. I got to de-winterize it. I got to winterize it. I got to store it. I got to put it up. I got to put it down.
Lots of maintenance. And then, yes, and then add fuel to that. It's not cheap.
But, sir, yes. YOLO.
Oh, YOLO. You know, I never think about that. But you are correct, Ralph. YOLO. One day we'll figure out what that word means. But it makes everyone feel good. So just say it. YOLO. YOLO.
Thank you, sir.
Tukey's trying to find something, so he's killing time. Tukey can't find it.
What are you looking for, sir?
I'm looking to see who posted this next... Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. This next clip, this is the last clip of the show. This is a fantastic clip I saw someone put up on Dabblers Anonymous called Pollution Late 7425. It's called Stuttering John is Terrible at Playing the Victim.
This year's Razzie for Worst Actor, Stuttering John for his performance in his movie, Victim.
I am the victim here. And yes, that is a tear.
Fantastic. I took you laugh. Well done, Pollution Late 7425.
That was fantastic. Great.
Everything's great. Things are great. We're doing it. See, Chad, this is a show. This is great. 475 people agree. Whoa. That is literally like 100 times the amount of people. Well, I guess that would be four. You had more than four. I have to give you credit, Chad. You did have more than four people watching your show.
Barely.
I think it was like 14. So anyway, but again, football, you know, it's not, well, it is football season, I guess. But no, you know what? People don't really want to hear about football. Well, I guess that's not true. There are like millions and hundreds of podcasts about football that seem to do very well. But I don't know. Maybe you're doing something wrong, Chad. What do I know? I'm just a dumb puppet full of dumb cum. It's fantastic.
He's probably not using the right hashtag, sir.
Oh, yes. Are you using the right hashtags? Are you hashtagging NFL or Sunday Funday or Red Zone? Words like that, Chad? That might help you. Dr. Steve, Cardiff e Piuzzuzzo in Berlone. Oh, did I just speak that horrible Italian language? What did he say?
I actually have no clue.
Myrtle Manis, thank you for the $5. Mr. Bedazzler, when are ye going to have me and my cousin Delmer on your TV show? Well, we could have us a hoot nanny. I'll tell you what. Oh, so thank you, Myrtle. What is that picture? That's not Myrtle.
Very multilingual, sir.
What is that picture of? It looks like Patton Oswalt or something.
I've seen that picture before other places.
I thought it was OJ, sir.
That's kind of maybe. No, it looks like Patton Oswalt if he was like bloated from some kind of cancer treatment. I don't know. You know, like how Norm MacDonald kind of looked at the end? Anyway, hands man, thank you for the $1.99. The oil goes in the eye, skull. Yes. In Chad's eye, his disgusting brown eye. Myrtle Manis, another $5. Well, me and Delmer used to have a YOLO. We made hit walk the dog and such, but the old school marm done took it away. She sure was a pest. Thank you, Myrtle. No idea what I'm reading, but I'll read it. I'll read it. If you put it on the screen, whoops, I'll read it.
Careful, sir.
Yes, thank you. Rochi, thank you for the £2. I heard a rumor Tuki is going out with Annie, FKB.
Bye, Brennan.
Well. No, that is not true. Tuki's heart yearns for Annie, and yet she is with another. Dylan from somewhere, and his dirty cock. It's been everywhere. What are you doing, Annie? Don't be a co-host with Dylan. He's swinging his cock all around. What is he again? Polyurinus? Polyurinus? Right?
Polyamorous, yes. Sir.
Oh, polyamorous. Oh, look at that. Geek Chorus, thank you for the $1.49 super sticker. It's fantastic.
It's a hot dog, sir.
Oh, is it a hot dog? Sorry, yes, I have sir. To look. I don't have my YouTube. Oh, yeah, there it is. No, wait. Wait, is it?
Yeah, it's a hot dog in a bun.
Oh, sorry. I don't have YouTube. Well, that is fantastic. We all love hot dogs with mustard on a bun. Okay, what are we doing here? Are we all caught up?
OJ yes. puts ketchup, sir.
Oh, ketchup on your hot dog?
I actually do, kid? Yes. Ketchup, mustard, all of it. Yeah, okay. Why not?
Tuki used to put ketchup when he was a little kid, but then he started putting mustard as he matured and started getting a rock-hard erections. And he was like, it's no longer time to put mustard or ketchup on my hot dogs. I am now a mustard man or something. I don't know. It's also stupid. All right. Thank you all. Thank you for the super chats, the memberships, the gifted memberships, all that crap. Tuki loves you all more than a friend for it. That's why Tuki is going to leave you with a song. Yay! Yay! Well, hello, boys and girls. It is your good pal, Tuki. Are you ready for a song? Yay! The thighs on Chad go swish, 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 swish. The fat thighs on Chad go swish, swish, swish when he live streams through the town. We're pretty sure Chad wears eyeliner, eyeliner, eyeliner. We're pretty sure Chad wears eyeliner when he live streams through the town. The views on his stream go down, 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 down. The views on his stream go down, down, down when he live streams through the town. The people at his show chant boo, 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 boo. The people at his show chant boo, boo, boo. Chad's a fat lesbian. Chad has a smaller cock than Ray DeVito, Ray DeVito, Ray DeVito. Chad has a smaller cock than Ray DeVito when he lies you through the town. The tits on Chad bounce up and down, up and down, up and down. The tits on Chad bounce up and down when he lies streams through the town. Yay! That was fantastic, boys and girls. You are all such great singers. Such better singers than Chad is a comedian. Fantastic! Yay! Yeah. Whoa! Heaven let your light shine down. Whoa! Heaven let your
light shine down. Ah! Okay, Cardiff, now this is where you're going to lose against this brain.
All right.
Hypocrisy, please! Facts!
All your orders. And then airyjane.com. A-E-R-I.
automatic payments. Some people just sign up for a month and they sign back up.
Really get the algorithm going.
Whoa!
Sit, Eugene, sit. Good dog.